my eyes being hindered by blind passions. I cannot perceive the light that grasps me. Yet the great compassion, without tiring, illumines me always. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. I'm Shinji Kawagoe. I'm a resident minister of Papaiko, Honomu, Honohina, and Paparoa Honganji Mission. Well, first, I would like to say thank you for giving me this precious opportunity to share the Dharma with you, with all of you. Well, today, I would like to talk about the way of looking at things. For example, I want to use my onenju, because if you are a Buddhist, you should have your own onenju, and I think each of you have your favorite one. That's why you use it now, right? Anyway, one day, one of our temple members said to me, "Oh, Sensei, you have a nice onenju. I like it. So, if I become a minister, can I have one like you?" Actually, I was really glad to hear that. However, with my apologies to him, I told him, "Well, my onenju was only $5 and mass produced. So, if you want one, anyone can buy it. But the problem here is, even if you can give me $1,000,000, I cannot. I really don't want to sell mine. Because, to put it simply, about 7 years ago, I made my onenju for the first time ever in my life. So, even just $5, this onenju is the only one in this world which is made by me. So, I have strong feeling and am emotionally attached to this one, to this my onenju. So, to me, it has additional and sentimental value. In fact, my onenju is just $5. It's very obvious to everyone. But, depending on the person, the perspective will be different. As I said earlier, even if someone gives me $1,000,000, I never let go my onenju. You know why? Because I wouldn't sell my onenju for $1,000,000. This time, I took a gosandai, the beginning of a sentence, from the hymns of the Pure Land Masters, because it describes our human nature. The truth is that it's not only a bad thing to stick to something or to obsess over something. However, with that, you cannot look at distill the essence of things. So, that's why our founder, Shinran Shonin, he wrote in his poem that I cannot perceive the light that grasps me, because blind passions hinder my eyes. But even though, amid Buddha's great compassion, without tiring, illumines me always. Well, today, my theme is the way of looking at things. In a word, to look is not just looking. You know, usually, when you are looking at something, you judge it in an instant, whether it's your favorite or not, or a good one or not, stuff like that. So, as far as my onenju is concerned, after I made it, first I saw it, and I checked it for myself, and then I liked it. So, even now, I use it. But if I didn't like it, even if I have the feeling that I made it for the first time in my life, I think I would not use it today. So, without realizing, in some way, I had formed judgment. Unfortunately, we human beings cannot eliminate our judgment. That's what makes human beings unique. But before that, the point is that can you look at the things with a non-judgmental mind? When you find out the truth, it is important to ask to yourself that it is really true or not. Well, we human beings are often look at the things on the fly. But it depends on the way of looking, impression, or feeling, even if it is from a good point from one angle, it can be a bad point from a different angle. Since the Gosandai, the beginning of a sentence, says we human beings have passions, so even if you look at it exactly the same way as me, it depends on the person, it depends on the angle, and the way of looking it will be different. So, if you look at something from a bad angle, everything will be the object of criticism. So, sometimes it will be a cause of injury or jostle with someone. That's why it is always important to look at something from all sides. By the way, do you remember the story about one of our temple members? I think he thought that my Onenju was nice as one of his first impressions. That's why he said to me that he wanted to have one, like you do. But I guess if he knew that my Onenju is just $5, he might say, I don't need a cheap kind, even it is almost equal to a kind of treasure for me. Anyway, when we human beings look at the things, we often twist the truth to suit us. So sometimes it's not easy to take the truth as it is. But even though, gratefully, Amida Buddha's great compassion without tiring illumines such kind of us always. Actually, he and I had a really simple conversation. But through our conversation, I realized how I usually look at the things. So, if I couldn't listen to Amida Buddha's teachings, I cannot see the way I am, and cannot notice the working of Amida. Well, usually, I cannot perceive the light that grasps me, because of my passions. So, even if I forget Amida's benevolence, when I say the name Namo Amida Butsu, I can wake up to it, and part of saying Namo Amida Butsu is my appreciation and gratitude to Amida, who is untiring and illumines me always. Well, in my conclusion, I would like to have Gosandai again. My eyes being hindered by blind passions, I cannot perceive the light that grasps me. Yet the great compassion without tiring illumines me always. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much.